Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Daniel Olson. The New Testament reading for today is from Acts chapter 16, verses 23 through 40. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in. And trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them. And he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. But when it was day, the magistrate sent the police, saying, "Let those men go." And the jailer reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Therefore come out now and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us publicly, uncondemned men who are Roman citizens, and have thrown us into prison. And do they now throw us out secretly? No. Let them come themselves and take us out." The police reported these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Roman citizens. So they came and apologized to them, and they took them out and asked them to leave the city. So they went out of the prison and visited Lydia, and when they had seen the brothers, they encouraged them and departed. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In our reading, we see joy in a jail cell. It's a remarkable thing. Paul and Silas have just been beaten and thrown into jail because of their faith in Christ. So much for those who would tell us that if you're just obedient enough or believe strongly enough, you will be spared from suffering in this world. Paul and Silas were living the Christian life that you and I know. Their lives were not marked by comfort and ease. Their lives were marked by loss and pain. You and I may not suffer in the way that Paul and Silas did, but we certainly do know loss and pain in this world. We feel it every day of our lives. That's what makes the response of Paul and Silas so amazing. We would expect them to be complaining about the treatment that they had received. We would expect them to be crying out to God and wondering why he was allowing all of this to happen to them. We would certainly expect them to think that they deserve better than what life was offering to them. But that's not what we see. We are told that it was about midnight and Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. It's an incredible thing. They are experiencing joy in a jail cell. How could it be? How could they find joy in such circumstances? Joy for Paul and Silas was not determined by their external circumstances. Instead, it was a gift of the Holy Spirit. They received joy from knowing Jesus Christ as their Savior. They had the joy that comes from the gospel. And there is something amazing that comes as a result of that joy that they had in that jail cell. We are told that the prisoners were listening to them. Those around them were impressed that they could find joy in that jail cell. But we see that it isn't just the prisoners who were listening to them. We see that there is an earthquake, and the doors to the jail are thrown open. The jailer expects that everyone would have made a break for it, but they all stayed there. The jailer must have been listening to Paul and Silas as well, and he has moved to ask the most important question that anyone can ever ask. What must I do to be saved? The answer is very simple. Believe in Jesus. To believe in Jesus means to simply trust in the payment that Jesus made for your sins on the cross. It means to trust that because of his resurrection from the dead, that Jesus has overcome death for you. There's nothing you can do to earn it. You simply receive it by faith. Even that faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works through that word that Paul and Silas have proclaimed, and the jailer is given faith in Jesus. And we see what follows. We are told that the jailer washes their wounds. We see that this faith in Christ changes the jailer's life. We are told that the jailer and all his household are baptized. The jailer washed their wounds, and they gave him a washing from sin in the waters of baptism. We are told that the jailer and his household rejoiced that they had been given faith in God. We see that there is even more joy because of the joy that Paul and Silas had in that jail cell. We look at the salvation that we have been given through Jesus, whether it's in a jail cell or wherever you might be. You are given that same joy that Paul and Silas were given. Amen. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through the prophet Ezekiel, you continued the prophetic pattern of teaching your people the true faith and demonstrating through miracles your presence in creation to heal it of its brokenness. Grant that your church may see in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the final end times prophet, whose teaching and miracles continue in your church through the healing medicine of the gospel and the sacraments, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.